in the deep, dark jungle. A cottage nearby the jungle, there lived two people. A young boy and a pensioner. One day, the young boy's grandmother asked him to get some soup because her throat was sore and she was very poorly. So that's what the boy did. He went and got the soup. So the village was quite close, but he had to go through a dark jungle. So as he walked past, he heard noises. He was walking, kept walking, till he stopped. He heard a creak. What was that? He said in his nervous voice. He started to speed up, but the creak wasn't going. As he saw something, he kept going. Then he started to go faster until he ended up running for his life. He finally reached. The creek is gone. Now he's in the village. So it was all safe. So he catch up with some friends and he was going to get the market to get the ingredients. Barging and shoving his way fast because the market was so enclosed. Get out of my way. As he finally got the ingredient from an old lady, he said, well, I think it'll be time to make my way back. So as he had to go through the deep, dark jungle again, he said, I'm going to have to run this time. So Val hesitated, he started to run. As soon as he thought the creature wouldn't catch up to him. But there it was, ahead of him. He couldn't do anything. He just stared into it. His red eyes, his black skinned feathers. He couldn't do anything. And it was coming towards him. He started to walk back, creaking, stepping back. He stopped. The creature was leaping for him. He had to run. This was his chance. He turned aside. The creature went to his left. He started running. This is the part. He had to run. He's running. Until he got to his cottage. He quickly opened the door. Slammed the door. Are you there? Who's that? It's me, Mum. Don't worry. He said, well, I've got the ingredients. I must make the soup. Given the creature a few minutes, so he might have gone away like last time. But the creature wasn't going away. He said, no, give it a few minutes. The creature wasn't going away. He had to end up fighting him. So he drew out his sword, as shiny as the moon, and he went outside in the deep, dark, forest, not knowing it was just outside the cottage. So as he turned back, saying it's gone, it was there again in front of him, and his house was there. So he said, well, he had to battle it. There he was fighting it until he slowly judged it and then stabbed it, injured it, but didn't kill it. It screeched and started to run away. He said, oh, that's the end of it then. Well, that's what he thought. I had to go to the cottage. He thought it was over. Well, as he carried on making the soup, and brought it to his mom, there it was, lying on the bed. He dropped the soup. What should he do? His mom was there. Oh my days! He ran to the sword, took it out this time, as the creature was not stopping to bite his mom. He stabbed it. This time it surely was dead. It had to be. It wasn't moving. He shoved at his mom. He went down to his knees. He was breathing so heavily. Breathing so heavily.